Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on our show, one of our awesome CyberBackers, Alvin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking that, Jello.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show, of course, to talk to you more about your experience with CyberBacker. So to start things off then, we just wanted to know, how long have you been a part of a CyberBacker, Alvin?
I've been part of CyberBacker for almost 6 months. And it's been a great 6 months for me.
All right. Good to know that you're having a great experience with us so far. So can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join CyberBacker anyway?
Before I was an OFW for 4 years. I was working in Saudi Arabia. And then I planned to get married. So I just wanted to have a work here in the Philippines. When I found out that we can work from home, I saw it on a Facebook ad. I click it and then I tried to join. Then in all's God wish, I was in CyberBacker. So as of now, I'm very happy working at home, and most of my friends also, they want to try it. So it's also good for me.
Of course, everyone is welcome here in CyberBacker. Of course, again, invite them over, have them try and become a part of CyberBacker. Now, you mentioned 4 years abroad, Saudi Arabia, right? So
yes,
this must have been something different for you then. Am I right?
Yes, because before I was working as a in a restaurant, I was a head waiter. So I do also talk with the people, my customers, but it's very different for me because it's all virtual. You work from your home, and what I'm doing right now is I'm a social media manager. So I manage the page of my clients. But before, I'm also trying editing on the side because I do have my own business on the side. Like I print invitations. I do create some invitations as well. So it's aligning to my work as well. But as of now, I'm almost full time here working in CyberBacker, so I'm very happy on it.
Gosh, so imagine just being able, just a transition right there, because again, in Saudi Arabia, you were like in front of people a lot of times, but now everything's in the virtual world. So basically, it's like what you and I are doing. It's like we're face to face, but not really in person, right?
Yes.
So talk to me more about your role here in CyberBacker. Then, what's been the most interesting part of it so far?
The most interesting part of being a social media backer is on how to handle my clients' social media, how to create plans for the whole social media posting, because I don't have any background on it, because I do post on my social media, but it's not like I'm planning it for a month. So the most interesting part is how to plan it, how do you create stories, posting, how to create captions on the that post, how to get, like, whenever people see that post, it's an eye-catching, they will check it. So it's hard to get that part, but for 6 months, my client is very helpful with me. She's
always there
and always helping me as well on creating captions. I'm learning on it, on how to get that, let's say it's not that long caption, it's like, let's say 3 to 5 words, that just simple one to get that attention.
Okay, to really get the attention of everyone who needs to see it and wants to see it.
Yes,
right. But that's a good transition right there. Just a lot of success, a lot of growth, I'm assuming, for in the past 6 months for you then, right?
yes.
Now, any early success stories or any achievements that you've gotten ever since you started with CyberBacker that you're really proud of, man?
Maybe the first month of being a CyberBacker is my achievement, because we do have a 10-day training, right? But after that 10-day training, the task that my client want me to finish, I finish it on my training days as well.
Wow.
So when I was with her, I just sent all of the things that she wanted to be finished on that first month that we have. So she said that it was very fast, and that was my achievement for her. And also, whenever she gave me a task, like for a month task, yeah, I tried to finish it in like 1 to 2 weeks. She's very happy on how fast I'm doing it. And also, I'm very lucky to have her as a client, because whatever I need from her, she's always there giving it. So I work very fast, and she's responding very fast as well. So that's what I am very proud of. I finish whatever task that my client give me on a timely manner, in advance mostly.
Gosh, must be, feel very good about that, because again, maybe it's a task for a month, but you just finished it in a few weeks. Is that right? Something like that.
Yes, because most of my first task was creating like templates, creating booklets as well. I just need to copy most what of inside that booklet, but put the logo, put some of the names of different, like just to change some things for us, for our team. But as I said, I finished it in like 2 weeks. That's why my client was very happy, and she said that I was very fast in my task. She's very happy with it on how I finish my task.
That's awesome to hear. Imagine already a lot of success in just a small amount of time, just 6 months. Again, just did that in your first month too. So a lot of awesome things happening. Now, talk to me more about the environment there in Cyberback. It's a first for you, right? Virtual, in the virtual world. What do you like most about it? About the culture, working environment in Cyberback.
The working environment in Cyberbacker, I am very shocked at first, because at first I don't know what I'm gonna do, because it's my first time working virtually. But all the people in Cyberbacker are very helpful. My head backer, my career backer, my fan backer, and all of my backers that I was working with was very helpful with me. They're always there whenever I have questions. So it's a fun journey with them as well. Especially when my fan backer is always checking on how I'm doing, who was my wins, what is what happening on my life. She's always there. So I have someone to talk about some of, let's say I do have a problem. I have someone to share with, because it's very hard at night because I'm working alone at home. I don't have anyone to talk to. So it's a lot of help that some people are checking up on you. They're always there to have like, let's say, like a little conversation on the side. So working here, it's very uplifting in my end, because I do have work a lot of times with a lot of people. They're not concerned. If you're doing your job, just do your job. They're not going to be the one that's going to be checking on you. But here I saw that people are, if you need anything, just message me. So it's very fun for me.
Yes, again, because here in Cyberbacker, one of our core values is relationship. So we always have each other's backs. Anyway, may it be you're a Cyberbacker, part of the admin team, or no matter what you do here in Cyberbacker, we always got your back. Of course, that's the culture that we have here. Now, how about challenges, though? Because again, this is a new environment for you. Have you encountered any challenges, and how did you overcome them, if there were any?
Maybe the first challenge that I occurred to me is when I was in here in our province, there's like sometimes blackouts, so there's no power. So but what I did on that, I tried to find people that has generator. I tried to connect to them, but when I received my last pay on my last job, what I did was I buy a small generator. I do have my backup as well here, because I know that I want to have this work for me. I want this to be a long run work. So I do spend money so I can have like my backups, whatever I need. So maybe that's the only challenge that I face. And also, at first there was like a barrier with my client on how to talk to, because I was not accustomed on talking with the boss, the one that I'm working with. I'm always talking with my manager first before I talk to the boss. So like there's like an anarchy first on my job before, not like right now I can direct talk to her. So at first I was very shy on talking to her, but I know that she's very helpful. She's always there. We're just talking like a friend right now. So yeah. If you need anything, just let me know. Okay. Then she's always saying, thank you very much. And also, she's open up whatever I need. Just let her know, whatever the agents are not giving to me. Let's just let her know. She's the one going to be talking to the other agents as well.
Gosh, right there, you've already created a very strong partnership with your client in just a span of a small amount of time. I mean, just imagine what you guys can do, let's say, in more months together, more years together, of course.
I hope so.
Yeah, of course, man. Now, one other thing. Of course, there are new cyber backers that are listening to us today that are just going to be starting their journey with us. So what one piece of advice would you be able to give them?
Never back down. Let's just say whatever challenges you go through, just go through it. Because at first I was also, let's say, worried on what I'm going to be doing. But there is a training and there's people that could help you. Mm-hmm. Just ask questions. They're always there in our chats. So never surrender. Just let's say, oh, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I cannot do this.
Keep on fighting.
Just keep on fighting and you will go through it. You will learn as well on how to do it. So, and also just always be yourself. It's much better to be yourself with your client than just being someone on the back of the camera. It's much better that your client see you as who you are.
Yes, that's true. Again, we are very known for our fighting spirit. Of course, just keep on pushing. Again, always don't never be afraid of growth. Mistakes are part of growth. Challenges are part of growth. That's, again, just in any career that you might have, challenges would be there. So really just keep on pushing. Again, that fighting spirit. Now, one last thing. For sure, I'm very sure that there are people that have helped you all throughout your experience with Cyberbackers. So would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end today?
Let me shout out my head backer, Ms. Sophia Lee, and also my fan backer, Ms. Sami, and then as well my head backer, Ms. Rachel, and all the people that's answering my question whenever I post a question. Some of the other cyber backers as well, they tend to message that to me. So I'm very happy on that. Thank you very much for everyone and thank you for having me here.
There we go. Now, Alvin, we are very, very excited to seeing your continued success here within Cyberbacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Alvin, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you, man.
Thank you very much as well, Jello. Have a great night.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.